It's Tuesday, August 25th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Service Leadership's mid-year IT service provider report card. How are we doing? And the British consider cyber over tanks. This is the Business of Tech. Service Leadership has released their IT service provider mid-year report card. Let's review some of the findings. Service providers in the top quartile are doing well. In fact, profitability is up. Revenue is down about 4%, but cost of goods sold dropped 8% and SG&A down almost 10%, improving gross margin. Those in the bottom quartile are not doing so well. Revenue is down about 15%, but COGS down only 7.7%. Profitability is thus significantly down, 30%. For the first time, the group's data reveals there are regional differences, with revenue in ANZ up and the EU and North America down. Best-in-class MSPs pushed more users to the cloud, widening the gap with the median and bottom quartile. This is new. Those best-in-class grew cloud revenue by 18.2%, while the median and bottom saw no change. Best-in-class providers saw their managed services revenue hold steady, while the median and bottom quartile dropped 3.6% and 5.4%, respectively. And those best-in-class are even better at collecting on invoices. And those least profitable, it's getting worse. The analysis from Service Leadership indicates that Q2 was below budget, but not as badly as expected, about 10% down in revenue and in profit dollars. In August, forecasts for Q3 and Q4 are slightly worse than in April, but not much, and most are counting on a Q4 recovery. Why do we care? Look, I've been gloom and doom, and one of the problems with warnings is that if they don't come true, it potentially clouds the ideas that the warnings worked. I would posit that the warnings worked. Enough providers managed, and those at the top are doing quite well. Those at the bottom, a lot less so. And that's clearly unsustainable. You can't lose money multiple quarters and survive. And let's not assume that the warnings didn't come true. Early projections were looking at 20% drops in revenue, and at the bottom it's 15%, which I would argue isn't too far off. Best in class adjusted more aggressively than they saw a drop, but clearly were anticipating a big drop. Again, not necessarily wrong. As I've said all along, I'd rather be wrong in overestimating the drop than underestimating. Service Leadership believes that the government relief programs helped balance sheets. That's good news too, as those programs were leveraged. If they're extended, take advantage of them fast. And if you need them, you need to make sure your representatives know that. Those high-performing service providers also cut costs faster than recurring revenue dropped. That's good management, and it's the key message. I have no idea why providers are guessing for a Q4 recovery. There's no data I'm seeing that says it will happen. Blind optimism does not pay the bills. Takeaways. Management of the crisis matters, and those who are taking control of that are doing better. Region does matter, and industry will too. Get your local and relevant data. Cash remains king. Manage that closely. And be overly pessimistic. It will help you survive. The British Army is considering dropping tanks in favor of cyber capabilities, per reporting in the UK by Sky News. The British government is facing costs of upgrading their existing arsenal, which has been described as obsolete, and are considering whether or not changes in warfare require different investments. Why do we care? I've long linked the choices in cybersecurity to moves by the military, dating back to the announcement by NATO of the cyber realm as the same as physical. Here, we see a government making choices about their investment and are viewing investments here as defensive and potentially offensive capability. You can take that lesson to customers. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can now catch all the stories online at businessof.tech, as well as get a daily digest. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.